Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And of course, those lessons can't cover every single detail. And so these podcasts are providing a bit more background and a bit more information, and I hope you find them interesting. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honour, because he suffered death, so that, by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone." So the Hebrew writer to the Hebrews is building his argument that instead of drifting away from a message that is of greater significance and importance than even that delivered by angels, that this Son of God should be listened to. This man, and yet also deity, a little lower than the angels, and everything under his authority, this Jesus, a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor. And he uses Jesus' name here as Jesus for the first time in the book of Hebrews. I think perhaps it's significant that he uses his, in a sense, human name here, as opposed to his title as Christ and Messiah, because the author is focusing in this section on Jesus' humanity. That's why he brings death in here. Glory and suffering are linked. Glory and suffering being linked is a theme in the book of Hebrews. Later on in this chapter 2, verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he's able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 5:8, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Hebrews 10:32, these disciples are have suffered greatly already. Hebrews 10:32 and Hebrews 11:26, talking about Moses, how he was willing to suffer disgrace, looking forward to his future reward, and so on. Hebrews 11:36, Hebrews 13 verse 12, Jesus suffered outside the city gate. This idea of suffering and yet there is glory is something he wants the people he's writing to really grasp, because they are suffering, or they are about to undergo greater suffering perhaps than they have ever experienced, and they are shrinking back from enduring it. He wants them to realize there is glory ahead, there is glory available, just like with Jesus. He suffered, and yet he has the glory. It comes out again in Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." That's the suffering. "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." There's the glory. So we've got suffering and we've got glory. We've got a sequence of his exalted status. He's the Son of God. Humiliated, suffering and death on a cross. And then exaltation, given the honor and the glory because of his obedience to God by faith. And in that way, then also his followers may share in the glory, although they will on this earth also have to share some of the suffering. And that is part of what happens. It is part of what happens while we're still here on this earth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Here is a trustworthy saying: "If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us." And so we see that not only is Jesus superior to the angels and his message superior to that given to Moses in terms of his status and his relationship to God, but he's also superior to them in terms of his role, both now and in the future. The one who brings us grace, tasted death for everyone so that we have access to this grace, which we'll talk about later in chapter 2 and also in chapter 4. God always planned for humankind to enjoy ruling the world, Genesis chapter 1. Adam kind of made a mess of that, but God had a plan to sort it out. And in the meantime, we are still pretty amazing and we are loved of God. But Jesus comes to be able to begin the process of redeeming humankind and creation. He is the one that has won the victory and gone on before us. And we can celebrate that. Well, we'll go on to the next verse tomorrow. If you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can contact me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. If you don't mind going over to iTunes, give us a review. Look for MCCX and you'll find us. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.